You're listening to the audio production of Forks by Nadine Brandes, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Oliver Hembra. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the king and parliament. 60 barrels of powder below, poor old England to overthrow. By God's providence he was catched, with a dark lantern and burning match. Grey. 1. York, England, late spring, 1604. I wasn't ready to turn to stone. I leaned so close to the small wall mirror that my nose left a grease spot on the glass. But I held still, or tried to. I couldn't control the trembling. The grease spot smeared. My right eye reflected a bright blue iris, but it was the left side of my face that held me a whisper away from the mirror. Cracked stone blossomed from the chiseled marble that should have been an eye. The ball didn't move. The lid didn't blink. I lifted shaking fingers to my face. Petrification tickled the hairline of my eyebrow. A single infected hair protruded like a stone needle. The plague was spreading. I broke off the hair, as though that would help, but I knew better. Come sit, Thomas. I stumbled backward before facing the apothecary, Benedict Norwood. Norwood stood at his dented and stained herb table, the backdrop of his curio cabinet displaying rows of green-hued bottles and jars, most of which held some sort of powder, paste or plant. He bent over my leather eye patch, picking at the seam threads with a small knife. Norwood wore his colour mask, deep green with gold laurels on the crown. Though no expression painted its face beyond two eye holes and a carved nose, it emitted a sense of calm. I imagined Norwood's hidden expression as one of care and kindness, like his voice, a balm I'd come to rely on. I felt naked without the patch covering my plagued eye. If any of the other students at St. Peter's Colour School saw me. Norwood, it's spreading. My voice was weak and childish. The opposite of what I needed on the day I was to be declared a man. Barely. Norwood poked a series of eyelet holes in the new...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?